If all goes well, by Monday morning at 5, the diverging diamond lanes will be in place. You won't be able to cross the bridge this weekend, but you will be able to get on and off the highway, and there will be marked detours set up to get you where you're going. Joe Allen, head of the Gwinnett Place Community Improvement District, says the first time driving through a diverging diamond is a little different.
You will actually shift to the left side, the opposite side of the roadway, as you go across the bridge. Just basically follow the markings, and you should have no problems making that transition.
This is the second diverging diamond in the metro area, designed to reduce traffic congestion at a much lower price than rebuilding an interchange. The first one went in about a year ago at I-285 and Ashford-Dunwoody Road. Analysis of its performance is expected later this year. Officials with the Perimeter Community Improvement District say the projected reduction in idle time, the amount of time you spend stopped instead of moving, is 20% to 25%. A third diverging diamond at I-85 and Jimmy Carter Boulevard is expected to be up and running next spring. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.